Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes, yes, yes. We are here. It is Wednesday. We've made it to midweek. And the craziness keeps going. It keeps expanding, getting crazier. Here to talk about it, our Wednesday consultant, Tom Shattuck. Hello there, Thomas.
Hello. I'm consulting on this Wednesday for you. Great to talk
to you.
Not
on the Wednesday, but on the madness.
Well,
you're the madness, the national madness consultant.
The national madness is national mourning right now, M-O-U-R, because the loss of Jeffrey Toobin, you know, austere scholar, another one lost this year, unfortunately.
It is mourning in America.
It is crazy. I cannot believe, after everything, the way people acted about Kavanaugh and so many other folks, this rending over Jeffrey Toobin is blown me away to the point where I thought yesterday, somehow I managed to watch a segment of The View yesterday. It's not something I usually do. And I thought maybe they were joking, that they were doing bits. And it was a convincing bit because they were absolutely, you would have thought it was November 22nd, 1963. They were absolutely in a dark and somber mood.
We're all still kind of trying to process this one. So legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was suspended by The New Yorker and took a leave of absence from CNN after co-workers reportedly said that during a Zoom conference, he was, well, masturbating. So I know that you worked with...
So the what it took her to get there... Now, Whoopi Goldberg is a comedian who's worked blue for 30 years of her life. But what it took...
Suddenly she can't deal.
No, she can't deal. And she immediately now passes the baton over to Sonny Hostin to try to make sense of this legally. They're so crippled.
To prosecute the case.
But
why do they care so much about Jeffrey Toobin?
Because he was good. He was one of theirs. He said exactly what they wanted to hear him say about the constitutional crisis, about removing Trump through the 25th Amendment, about us being in abnormal times and Trump being an existential threat. He was one of the high priests of confirmation bias. And it's a huge thing to lose him. And to have her, to watch these adult thinkers struggle through this.
Yeah, Sonny, but from a legal standpoint, what is the defense here if they want to rake him over the fire?
Well, you know, I think there's no question, Whoopi, that if he were physically in an office at work, that this would be a fireable offense. There would be grounds for termination.
Right.
But this is unprecedented in a sense. We're in these unprecedented times. There's a global pandemic, and he was on a virtual work call.
They're spitballing a defense for him.
Trying to figure out how to get Toobin out of this fix.
Yes. Can you imagine? All right, work with me here, Whoopi. We're in a pandemic. People are restless. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of, extraordinary factors that are at work here. For Whoopi to go right to that, what's the legal defense? He doesn't necessarily have to be fired, right? Well, what didn't happen in the office, Whoopi. So it was just virtual. You know, work with me, work. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's two-dimensional. It was just on a flat screen.
Yes. Well, and yes, exactly. It was two-dimensional. All it is really is pixels. Really, can pixels really hurt somebody?
Exactly.
I don't think so. But you know, they spill the beans. Eventually, they can't contain themselves. And Joy Behar here just gives it all away.
I feel sorry for the guy in a way because
I do feel sorry.
I kind of like his reportage on CNN about the Constitution. He's pretty good on that and the Supreme Court.
Mr. Reportage unleashed his private parts at his camera where there was an audience full of, among other people, women and young women. Can you imagine that? Harvey Weinstein, yes.
Isn't it interesting? No one's talking about safe spaces, Thomas.
Right. His reportage. This guy is a pig. This is a horrifically vile thing that he did. And that's all you have to say. You don't have to have trouble getting to the M word, Whoopi. You can start right away with what a pig, what a vile, disgusting person that this person victimized. Now, so if I'm told just saying certain words are a trigger, I would assume that for women and some women who may have been victimized, having this guy thrusting at the camera might be a trigger. But it's incredible. But you know, the best thing is, Todd, is guess what?
Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's everybody on the call's fault.
I don't
Scott.
Understand why no one said, Jeffrey, listen, we can see you. I don't understand why no one had the presence of mind to say, dude, do you know everyone can see you?
It might have been shock.
I mean, it just...
Shock?
That's
yeah,
a lot
shock
of shock
would be
people.
Comfort.
That's a whole bunch of shock people.
They could have saved him from this if somebody just had thrown him a lifeline and said, Jeffrey, I know you're only human, but what you're doing right now is a little bit... unusual and could be considered offensive. Can you imagine that? Like the 25-year-old female producer who was on the call. I mean, what was she doing not helping him out of this scenario? And by the way, what was she doing looking attractive? Because that could be at the root cause of what made Jeffrey do this thing that he's not responsible for.
Are a group of women who have spent virtually every day, 5 days a week on their show for the last 5 years, just appalled at how grotesque Donald Trump is.
Right. Right. Although, you know what, Todd? Now that I think about it, I mean, this is back when we were doing radio together. Remember when they were talking about who's the Italian producer who was married to Sharon Tate? And Roman Polanski. Remember, Whoopi said it wasn't rape when Roman Polanski, raped the underage young woman. Because, you know, it was Roman Polanski.
Because they were making a movie? Why did he think that?
She said it wasn't rape because she said that it was consensual, although the girl was 13 or whatever, so it's not consensual whether Whoopi feels that or not. But Roman Polanski's reportage was so good, I assume, that he's beyond conventional rape.
It's interesting because that you're talking about, what, 60 years ago? And Roman Polanski got, even back then, he got total protection from the left. Thomas, let's grab a phone call. Dan in Hartford. Hi, you're on with Tom Shattuck. Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, so Tubin, almost fell off my chair when I heard this the other day. But this is really, has anybody ever heard of sex harassment before?
Sure.
Sex harassment.
It kind of goes over every boundary known to man. I mean, Tom's alluded to the Me Too movement and the amount of energy that the left has invested into demonizing the most innocent. Like what's his name? The comedian from Saturday Night Live, the senator. Al Franken would pose for pictures with supporters and he'd say he'd be posing for a picture with a husband and wife, and he'd grab the butt, or he'd put his hand on the butt, on one buttock maybe, of the woman posing for a picture with him. And for that, he got run out of office. But Jeffrey Toobin, this is the evidence here makes him innocent, according to the Women of the View.
Dan makes a great point because you can get in trouble for saying, you look nice today, Stacey.
That's right.
Absolutely. This goes back to sex harassment laws, you know, from the early 90s. And it's hostile environment, and all they need is one employee, or not even an employee, anybody who was on that call, to whisper that they were offended by that. This guy goes. And anyway, I think he goes anyway, but I think that's the legal route to take. I just wanted to make that comment because there's really nothing else that we're dealing with here beyond that.
Well, CNN,
but don't you want to help us brainstorm how to save him, Dan? Thank you for the call, Dan. This is really, they are so bizarre, Thomas.
Well, yes. But unfortunately, they're not atypical, I don't think. And CNN, by the way, suggests that they're going to be considering bringing him back. So he could come back, even though that's what he does. And I'm sure, are we suggesting this is a one-off, by the way? If he feels this comfortable, relieving or satiating whatever need, physical need he had, just out in the open like this, can you imagine what else he's capable of? I mean, he's already a creepy guy. You know, he works with Jeff Greenfield and has forever. He impregnated Jeff Greenfield's daughter and then tried to pressure her to get an abortion and then tried to avoid paying child support to the child, and they had to get a DNA test. And I believe Jeff now pays child support to the child.
Wait, this is Roman Polanski you're talking about,
no,
or Jeffrey Toobin?
This is Jeff Toobin.
I didn't know this story. I didn't know the guy had a history of this stuff.
Well, yeah, and that just goes to low-character scumbaggery. This, on the Zoom camera, is just pure perversion.
Well, they're going to have to hook up a 10-second delay to his Zoom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how he can be in Zoom again. Can you imagine how many Zoom calls? We talk about just women trying to be in the workforce. Do you need this old, ugly creep seeing you dare present yourself in a Zoom meeting? Because, you know, she's also experiencing the pandemic, I think. She's also forced to do these remote meetings. She doesn't want to have to be talking probably to 18 different talking heads in these meetings. And she has to worry about this guy, you know, using her image, to satisfy himself. And he's still,
he is gross.
Not lambasted by the media on the left whatsoever. You will not see a Saturday Night Live skit about him, because they consider it tragic that he's somehow casualty in this whole thing. It was like back with Clinton and Lewinsky.
Are you sure that Saturday Night Live won't do a bit?
I'm not in the know, but I would doubt it.
Because they do humor, and this is sure ripe for humor. Okay, Tom Shattuck is here. It's Wednesday. We'll take some more phone calls coming up. Stay with us on WTIC. Well, there it is, the theme song for The View. Tom Shattuck is here talking about those big stories. But this is, a lot of people might be kind of grossed out by this story or feel that it's not relevant. But I think anything that demonstrates just how full of it the moralizers are, the people who stand up on the left and talk about how bad the world is and how ugly it is and how much they want to affect real change, and then when the bad guy is on their side, suddenly they can't see the badness.
Oh, yeah. Well, totally. We're seeing it more and more. I mean, remember, just a year and a half ago, there was nothing more important than learning about foreign interactions with Team Trump and what they were doing to try and investigate Joe Biden. In working with a foreign country to establish a different outcome for an election was the most hideous thing that you could ever do, and every stone had to be turned over. And, you know, now with the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden stuff, no, why are you talking about Ukraine and China? I doesn't understand. You know, people were yelling at me 2 years ago saying, remember, it's country over party, Tom. It's country over party. And when all this, when we get the Truth and Reckoning panel someday, Tom, you're going to have to explain yourself. But with the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden stuff, which seems a little bit dodgy, you don't have to worry whatsoever. And by the way, if you're a kid in a cage in somewhere in the Border Patrol facility, don't be one during the Biden administration if that happens, because there will not be reporters and politicians coming to visit you like we just saw. Because there were kids in cages during the Obama administration, and nobody took special flights down there and held onto the chain link fence and cried on camera. So the media is going home if Biden wins, the same way they've been missing the Hunter Biden story, purposefully missing it. They are going to be in self-inflicted mothballs 1 month from now if Biden wins.
Oh, you're upsetting the dog now. Let's get Bob from Manchester in here. Hey, Bob, you're on with Tom Shattuck.
Todd, how are we doing this afternoon? So the thing with CNN and Tubin there, maybe this was a thing at CNN. Maybe he just happened to get caught this time. Who was the object of his affection? It's just bizarre.
Who else was on the call? Do we know that, Tom?
It's a bunch of media people around New York. So Nancy Mayer is somebody whose name comes up. She actually wrote the book on Kavanaugh, actually. Right. And of some other radio and print people, I think, in New York. They were gaming out what would happen if Trump lost but refused to leave the White House or something. Somebody played Trump. Mm-hmm. Somebody played whatever. And so that's that. Well,
so this is the conversation that this is what Tubin found erotic.
Apparently.
Okay, Bob, what else? Anything else?
No, that was it. I can just only imagine what would happen if this was somebody on Fox News, a Hannity or somebody. It would be a meltdown of all meltdowns. And especially on The View. The people on The View are vile and they're just I just can't understand. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg didn't even crack a smile, and she's just known for jokes like this. I mean, yep. It's just.
Well, I think, you know, she's the host of the show, so she was probably trying to represent the audience's reaction in her own mind and being tender in bringing the subject up. Maria and Rocky Hill, hi.
Hello. I thought I'd put my two cents in about Jeffrey Tubin. I mean, he's been a legal analyst for some top criminal cases. I think what he did, if this is true, completely true, he was caught with his pants down, literally, doing the whole thing on the Zoom call. They were role-playing, apparently, with between Biden and the I don't know all the people that took part, but I think of other celebrities who've had worse than that. If they take him back, they've suspended him temporarily, actually supposedly asked for time off because, you know, if I don't know about his history, but, you know, Jeffrey Tubin has had a child out of wedlock with another woman. I think he has three children, I believe. I'm not sure. But I don't think they should sweep this under the rug. If they do, I'll be very, very disappointed with a capital D, because I think of Ishak Perlman, other people that have been accused of things and never been proven and have had their career.
Yeah, presumably, Maria, there are witnesses for this. And the idea that they're not taking it seriously and trying to ignore the situation, as Tom says, sweep it under the rug, given that this isn't about he said, she said. This is about they said. And he apologized. Thank you, Maria. Good to talk with you. Tom, where does this go from here, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, if Trump wins re-election, they're going to need everybody all hands on deck. So, and for Tubin, that means that I assume he's conscripted again and goes right into CNN because nothing else matters, but Trump is evil, I think. It does show you just how shallow and low a guy he is because, you know, he's got lots of money. He lives in the Upper West Side of New York. He's loaded rich. And if you're a rich guy and you want to be a philanderer, there are ways to do it, you know, through centuries, you know, there have been established ways to do this, but he couldn't just hold off for 4 seconds, you know, the hubris, it's so vile that no, I have a little bit of an urge, and because I am who I am, I get to indulge in anything I want at any moment, and, you know, you have to deal with it, and I'm willing to roll the dice because you're going to come back to me because my reportage is in the right direction.
What is that word? Have you even looked up that word to find out what it means exactly?
I did. It's just reporting, I think.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's so that's funny... just when you want to make, you want to elevate it. Reporting.
Exactly.
You call
so
it
yes,
reportage.
when you're getting paid $14 an hour taking city council minutes, you can feel a little bit better about having, enacted right. reportage rather than.
Tom Shattuck. More coming up, buddy. Stay with us on WTIC. WTIC, Tom Shattuck is here. Tom.
Hey.
You want to talk a little Hunter Biden, or do we have more to say about Toobin?
Well, I mean, the Toobin thing, I guess they're both issues that transcend the singular stories that they are. The Hunter Biden thing is just remarkable. It's incredible. And it's not that, I mean, certainly having this hard drive that shows all these shady pictures of him and these proposed business dealings that certainly look like there's a conflict of interest for the vice president at the time, Biden, that's not good. And that's not good for him. Certainly having it served up by Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon is not how you want to launder a nice news story. But it is what it is. The campaign is not denying that this is Biden's. I'm sure the campaign knows exactly what's on that hard drive as well.
So can you go back over that argument? Because the mainstream leftist media decided, along with the social media companies, that this New York Post story smelled fishy and therefore needed to be covered up. And to me, the interesting part here is the burial. They seem mm-hmm. to run with anything. For example, these so-called journalists state factually in their setups to stories that the president has said things falsely. They love throwing that word in when what he has said is that they're quoting is simply a matter of opinion. There's no true or false to it. It's like the president says, "I love this day." The president said falsely today, "It was a beautiful day." Well, wait a second.
Without proof, yes.
Yeah, without proof. They are so meticulous in their lack of meticulousness, and all of a sudden they come in here thinking that you can't run a story based on anonymous sources if it comes from the right attacking the left or whatever.
Right, now they've conjured up their own story meant to offset it, suggesting that 50 former intelligence experts are saying that there's Russian disinformation happening, and this story was probably a result of that because they knew that Rudy Giuliani was out there looking for stuff. And so they've conjured up these stories out of pure vapor to nullify this story, which is a good story. They have got this guy's hard drive. They've got pictures of him. They've got a signature. So it's tawdry. That's right. And the how this hard drive got to the computer repair person, who seems very awfully Acme computer repair to me. Well, who cares? The point is, at the end of the day, we're told that all that matters is the evidence, just like with Trump's tax documents. It doesn't matter how you got them or if somebody stole them. The fact that they're brought into the sunlight is good and important. So this.
But Tom, what you're a newspaper man. Tell us what the protocol is. There are people saying, okay, this is an unproven story. Suddenly, Twitter doesn't allow unproven stories from the fourth largest newspaper in the country to be tweeted out on its platform because it's trying to protect the integrity of elections. What exactly do you do? What's the threshold for proof of something being factual before you write a story about it?
Well, I mean, certainly you'd have to source. I mean, I think the Post has the hard drive, for one. Two, they've got a receipt that Hunter Biden left with his computer repairman. You'd want to give Hunter Biden and Joe Biden the opportunity to deny or rebut or reply to the accusations.
And wouldn't you send a reporter to, if you were the New York Post or the New York Times mm-hmm. or any newspaper looking to, especially the ones who want to rebut the story, wouldn't you send a reporter to investigate the evidence of those things you just described?
Yes, and I believe that Fox News and a couple other reporters have talked to the guy, the computer repair guy. Fox News has a copy of the hard drive as well, I believe. Certainly, you could send a reporter there. You could also work off of some of the legwork that the Post has already done. And the fact that the Biden campaign is not denying the existence of any of these things. They're not denying that these emails are accurate. They're not denying that, that any of the evidence is false or falsified whatsoever. I mean,
so regarding, I'm just thinking about this from the journalist point of view. If you're building a story, like if I'm the editor at a newspaper and this a reporter comes to me with this story, is there anything that says to me I can't run this story to, despite all the evidence that they've got sitting in front of them that you just described?
No, the only thing you'd have to look out for is if they were falsified. If the evidence, if the key piece of evidence, which is the hard drive, was falsified or altered in some way, and the receipt as well, then...
But would you hold the story in lieu of that being proven, or would you run the story and continue the investigation?
I'd make some phone calls, and they have made phone calls to corroborate some of the communications that took place. So, for instance, Hunter Biden, on this hard drive, he was emailing several parties, and they've contacted those parties to ask if those communications were accurate, and they said yes. These communications did happen. We were involved in these discussions. So, I mean,
they've done the journalistic requirement.
Certainly. And for 2020 standards, for the left, they've done six times the amount that they needed to.
All right, Tom, let's we're talking to Tom Shattuck. Tom, let's grab some phone calls in this. Joe's in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Tom. Hey, Tom, do you know the person out in Nevada, Wayne Allen Root?
He's got a radio show, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's a guest on Billy Cunningham's show on Sunday night. He's been on almost every week the past few weeks because of the election. Well, he was on this past Sunday night, and he said the big bombshell that Trump will probably drop at the debate tomorrow night, but his source, which is, he says, is strong and is always correct, says the hard drive also contains extensive images and evidence of child and human trafficking through China. And Hunter Biden, right in the middle of the Chinese children, pedophilia, and it's all proven on the hard drive. And that will be coming out, and that's the end of Biden. But he doesn't know exactly how it's going to come out. He thinks Trump will put it out in the debate tomorrow night. This is what he said Sunday night. If you want to contact him, I think you'll get a lot of information about this, because he was on national radio describing this for about 3 minutes last Sunday.
So I've heard other sources say, and I won't say sources, I've heard, I don't mean journalistic sources, but other people, newsmakers, newsworthy people, suggest that there's something like that on this hard drive as well. And I've seen no proof of it as yet. Certainly that would be big, although I don't know if that would necessarily... First of all, Trump shouldn't drop any of this. He should not be the delivery man for any of this stuff, because he throws too many fireballs as it is. You don't want it to get mixed up, this news story to get mixed up in Trump's rhetoric somehow. I don't even think Trump's a good enough storyteller to tell a story. If I were Trump,
yeah,
I would...
All of this information would be blackmail against Joe Biden if he became president. They would hold it as blackmail over him, and China would own the United States, so as to speak.
Well, yeah, if that stuff was true, and that Hunter Biden was part of something like that, an operation that was doing trafficking, then that's a whole...
Well, the implications of the implications of this story are pretty sordid, Tom.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going as far yet. I don't know. But the damning thing what we need, or that Republicans would need to kind of permeate the establishment news, would be that Joe Biden enriched himself off of Hunter Biden's escapades that were sanctioned completely by Biden's position as vice president.
Yes, but if the sexual aspect of this, right, the hard drive supposedly has videos and drug use and underage girls, what do you think about that part of the accusation? Does that ring true to you?
I don't know if it rings true. I know that there are some pictures floating around that show Hunter Biden enjoying what looks to be a line of cocaine off of the female biology.
Okay.
I don't know how else to put it. If you saw
Wolf
of Wall Street.
We get your drift.
Right. So, but I don't want to, I can't confirm, if that stuff really happened.
I just wanted to know how seriously you thought from the journalistic standpoint, we should be taking that at this point. Let's go to Adam in East Hartford. Adam, you're on WTIC with Tom Shattuck.
Remember when you talked once in a while that Trump's got to be careful of his behavior at times. You know, he should let Biden put his foot in his mouth. On this one, I think he should stay out of this one and not do the investigation, because I'll tell you what, there's only 13 days left before the election, and people are suffering and people are dying during this pandemic.
But Adam, what's up with you and Shattuck looking to give advice to Donald Trump? Like, he's going to start taking your advice when he doesn't take anyone else's.
That's a good point, because, you know, I wish he would listen to his handlers, really. Because you, sir, are a Trump voter, not necessarily a Trump supporter, as you told us, and you just want to save this nation, as the way Michael Savage and Matt Drudge put it early in his presidency. I know you mean well, and I've been pleading with him for 3.5 years, and some woman out in the Boston area, she says, what, do you have a connection with him? I said, no, I've just been in my mind saying, please cut all the tweeting and just take a chill pill, you know?
Yeah, well, one of the endearing things, thank you, Adam, for the call. Don't you find, if we can just slide into the Trump topic a little bit, Tom, there's something powerful about his commitment to being himself. This has a certain energy to it that Donald Trump cannot be shaken off being himself. He is. Let me just play this. Let me play this sound cut of Donald Trump. This was him yesterday at his rally in Erie. I told you about this earlier, Tom. Donald Trump is, I think, the most honest politician in American history. Listen to this. Before the plague came in, that sentence is. Did you hear that? So that's what he was talking about. Before the plague came in and ruined his reelection bid, I think he's saying.
Before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to.
The president had hoped to have the first lady with him in her first public appearance since contracting the coronavirus. But the morning of the scheduled trip, she canceled, citing an
We don't need that. An abundance of caution. But right. isn't there something wonderful about that level of honesty for the guy who's told more lies than apparently any president ever? And they need to be counted by media organizations to prove what a liar he is. And even when he's saying something that's not based on facts but opinion, he's still lying. He's such a liar. But
yeah,
listen to how honest he is. Who else would say that?
No, I think that is part of the brilliance of Trump. He said something right there that no political consultant would ever suggest you say. Nobody in a marketing firm would ever suggest you say something so brutally honest, and something that contains messaging that would seem to disrespect the crowd. But it's such an honest sentiment that on a human level, you appreciate the guy telling you how he really feels.
Yes.
Most politicians don't respect you enough to handle the truth, so they spin yarns and speak in doublespeak and sugarcoat things, etc. But it makes you feel respected. Trump's letting you see the whole thing. Even when he did the stuff the first time around, saying, okay, Donald, be calm. And he's speaking out loud about himself because he knows that, you know, he's trying to, you know, win the election and he doesn't want to grab the headlines. And when he says, I don't drink, it's probably my only good characteristic. People love that.
Yeah.
It means he's in on the joke in a way.
I think this is part of why they need to brand him a liar so badly, because he is so honest that they fear him, his honesty and his bold. I don't know. It's a very bizarre situation. Tom Shattuck is here. We'll talk more coming up. 860-522-9842. Be with us when we continue on WTIC. Well, it's WTIC. Tom Shattuck is here. He's our Wednesday first hour guest. 860-522-9842. Tom Bryan calling from his truck. Hello there, Brian.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Tom. I can't think of a better person than Donald J. Trump himself to blow the lid off this bombshell and just explode it. And what I honestly hope that he doesn't do is send a bunch of tweets out. I hope he hits Biden hard with this and hits him early during the debate because he went on the defense already about this, and his one defense was using his other son, Beau, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great. I think it's really going to help him. It's going to shake up Biden, and that's, I think, clearly what he's preparing for right now. He's got to do some serious damage control because Daddy has known what's been going on with his little boy for a long time, you know?
So that's interesting, Brian. And so this is from OAN News, One American News Network, which is the big pro-Trump news network. They're very conservative, et cetera. Update, this is from Chanel Ryan. Multiple OAN reporters have now viewed the emails, photos, and videos on Hunter Biden hard drive. We can confirm there appear to be not one, but several images of a minor that justify immediate attention. We have reason to believe that the minor is a U.S. citizen. So that's their tweet. You know, I haven't done any reporting on this. But isn't it interesting that during the town hall that Trump was not condemning QAnon because they were fighting against pedophilia? And he kept bringing that up. I know nothing about them. All I know is they're against pedophilia, and I'm against pedophilia. Isn't that interesting? In other words,
you're suggesting that maybe he was telegraphing that this issue was a bigger and more relevant issue than anybody was covering it as.
Yeah.
The entirety of that accusation against these portions of the left.
Yeah, very possibly. I mean, who knows? And also, if this stuff has been out there for a while, and certainly the Hunter Biden speculation in one way or another has been out there for a while, do we think that in 2016, Team Hillary didn't have it? Could that be why Joe Biden didn't get in the race earlier?
Brian, have anything else you wanted to say?
I mean, great show today, Todd. Great show. And I would just like to end with, peddlers do not do well in jail. So I hope little Hunter gets what he deserves.
All right, Brian, thanks for the call. Yeah, so, Tom, this is my sense of how these kinds of issues play out. When there's a potentially bad story for the left a couple of weeks before an election, the left has the power to bury it because they're partners with the media. A lot of people are putting high hopes on this scandal to be something that changes the arc of this election, but is that possible at this late hour?
I think it could go to suppressing some turnout for Biden. You know, folks who are, I mean, not that there's much enthusiasm for him anyway, but if people can't be, you know, even in an ancillary way, associated with this kind of behavior by Hunter. Certainly, if the stuff I was just reading about OAN is true, then I could see how people say, to hell with it this year. You know, I'll check back in 4 years, but this is, politics is disgraceful, and we need to do better.
But it seems like that would be a small group of people at this point.
Yeah, no, I would think that would be small. All you need is a small group of people if it's in, you know, Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan. All you need is a small group of people. But I don't know if it'd be – if you find out that Biden was taking money from Beau for shaking down countries, well, then that's a game changer, certainly. But other than that, I mean, he still feels comfortable enough right now to hide. He's essentially been hiding out. You know, he's not coming up for air until Thursday.
Well, that strategy's working. It keeps him out of danger, and it keeps Trump in danger because Trump keeps filling the space with his own – behavior instead of focusing the spotlight somewhere else. Tom Shattuck, we're out of time. Thank you, sir. Good to have you here once again, and we'll do it again next week.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you.
All right. Tom Shattuck from the Lowell Sun newspaper in Massachusetts, former radio buddy in Massachusetts, and now a radio buddy here at WTIC.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.